3.
This is the volume 5 of the Holy Letters, number 1390. And this is dated the second day of Shvat Tov Shiyud Beis in Brooklyn, Baruch Hashem. And again, Rav Agon, the great genius over here, Maren Yisrael Zev Sheyichya, and last name is Mintzberg, they bring down over here. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe said, in a timely way, I received your letter about you notified that you set up a session, a shiur, set hours to learn Chassidus in the Yeshiva Medrash Shmuel. The Rebbe says, Chaval, it's a shame that you don't tell me more details about it, but it's not so important to know all the details, but as long that the study over there on the place would be proper and fitting to the ruling that we know that when you have, this is in Kashrut, there is a special law that oil, greasy things, sort of spreads out into the entire, the grease basically spreads it out into the entire dish. So also the hidden parts of Torah, which are called oil, if it penetrates even to any spot in the soul, in the end, it will sort of, the grease will spread out in every part. Our job, our mission is to at least open up a small door like the eye of the needle. And Hashem will certainly fulfill His promise, and He will open it up like the entrance to the Ulam, which was a double, huge, large door, which is basically used as that we open up a little bit to Hashem, then Hashem opens it up a lot more for us. I'm also attaching here some suggestions of conduct as far as it connects to the Yud Shvat, which is coming upon us. I'm sure this would interest all those who are connected to the study hall in the yeshiva that you mentioned them in your letter. So again, here you see how the Rebbe utilizes this also to continue encouraging and of learning of Chassidus. He says eventually, if you start a little bit, it must touch you, and right away is to further continue with his activities in his yeshiva with the Fabrengans, Yud Shvat, etc.